Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, how...
Hey,
beautiful was Carrie's All the Little Goodbye Things with Carrie Bickmore on the project.
Beautiful.
Last night. Love her so
much. Just, love you, Carrie.
If you didn't understand from how much everyone loves her, she is somehow even more beautiful off air.
Yeah.
She's angel. Love her so much.
Angel girl.
Angel girl.
Always up for a laugh too. She's
so
fun.
Funny.
She's funny.
So much funnier than I think you all realise because she's doing journalism and like smart stuff. Smart, funny, hot.
Also.
Lovely.
17 years?
13 years.
13, right. Well, 13 is a long time to be doing anything.
Well, I was in grade 9.
Wow.
When she started on the project.
Oh my God. I remember.
She's an icon.
She is an icon.
We love her. We love you, Carrie.
And she chose radio, I guess. So, sorry, Project.
She's trying to be friends with us more than you.
I get it.
Sorry, Waleed.
I get it.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, Waleed.
You got beef? Sorry. What? Sorry. What's the matter?
Sorry, Steve Price. I mean, we got Carrie. So, we'll see Carrie at events and they won't.
Also, Husey, hasn't he come a long way in terms of, like, I reckon he's hotter now. I think he's got a fade going on.
No, yeah. No. See, the beautiful thing about the patriarchy is men, as they get older,
the patriarchy.
No, they're allowed to like lean into their features.
But I love a grey hair.
Yeah. No, Husey's looking slay.
He does look slay.
Yeah. Love him. Anyway, love you, Carrie. That's all I wanted to say because it made me a bit emotional because she's just the best. She's an absolute icon.
Icon. All right.
You know, this is icon, this show.
Bit going on. We obviously got to do an update on your favourite sandwich and the corn chip saga, so if you missed it.
Because it's turned into this.
It's turned into a whole thing. Abby has been not getting corn chips with her favourite sandwich down the road.
And it's actually been the plight of been the hardest part of my year.
Max and I went, we got corn chips. they were delicious, so I get why you're mad. We'll do an update around 7:20.
Right,
7:20. Next, though, we're going to talk about you and your social media over December.
Yeah.
I was about to go on a break. We'll talk about that.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So we've got a bit of time off work.
Yeah.
Lucky ducks. That's us.
Quack.
So I've obviously had a bit of a hectic year. I've done the Masked Singer, radio, podcasting. I've had a tour. Been on Fridays Live.
Ugh.
What else have I done?
A lot.
Commercials, campaigns, just I started a clothing brand, started a bit. Jesus Christ.
Done a lot, mate. You started a clothing brand this year, right?
Yeah. Well, we started working on about a year and a half before it launched, but still, it launched this year. God, tired girl.
I always felt really bad, guys, whenever I would feel tired or I was like, I had a bit on. Abby's like, really? Like, what have you got on?
Yeah.
And I go, well,
I'm shooting from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. and coming into work afterwards.
And
you're like, babe, being on PlayStation last night.
I was up on the PlayStation. I had to get up early for the doctor and then I went back home.
I did early 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Also got two dogs in the last year.
Two dogs.
Moved houses.
Bought two houses.
Jesus.
Cars. You've got nine cars.
Shush.
Oh.
Don't tell them about that.
Oh, sorry.
But so because it's been such a hectic year and I also feel like I've had I've had a relationship and a breakup. Woo!
Woo!
Love the breakup. Happiest day of my life. And then I've also had a lot of crushes and just a lot of emotional. I mean, I guess positive emotional. I started medication, all these things. So I've decided that for the next month, for December, as of today, because it is December 1st, but I need to finish up a few things. Because I don't have to do any posting over December, I'm going to delete my TikTok and Instagram apps. Not my accounts, but I can't access them. because my PA has my password to my Instagram, so if something happens, she can tell me. But I think I just need a big break from scrolling through bullshit. Yeah. And I'm really excited to actually be present with people and my friends, not be scrolling through my phone or like seeing who's watched my Instagram stories, because like all my crushes from this year are just like watching my stories constantly. And it's like annoying. They're DM me, you look so hot, you look so hot. Yeah. It's like, I know, yeah. I know, I don't need you to tell me that, but thank you. Yeah. But I realized that when I don't have my social media, I won't really have access. Well, I will have access, but I won't really be getting news the way that I do currently, because you get news through seeing Instagram posts and news. TikTok. And also we won't be doing the show, so we won't be looking up news articles to talk about things that are happening in the world.
Yeah.
So I reckon.
What are you going to do?
Well, going to be a little relaxed, educated girl.
Cool.
And I'm going to get the paper every day.
Let's go down and get the paper. Why don't you get it delivered? Or you want the walk?
Well, I want the walk because I'm going to go to my house in the Northern Rivers.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to just walk down, get my coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Get my paper. Take Walter. Maybe sit in the park.
Oh,
read the paper. My little small town that I live in. And then just.
The paper in the park.
In the park. And then we'll walk back home, read it on the balcony with a cup of tea.
Oh.
I'll be having tea instead of coffee.
Tea.
Tea girl.
You're turning into your mother, I think.
I actually am. I'm going to look on Marketplace, Gumtree, get some purchases.
Are you? Like what? What are you going to get in Marketplace?
Well, just whatever I need for the house. That's why I got an SUV as a car, so that I could fit Gumtree purchases. Duh. I also am going to, so I've got this sideboard, this vintage sideboard.
What's the sideboard? What do you mean?
Like a buffet.
Oh, yeah,
like
credenza. Right?
That I've had. It was my first bit of furniture I ever bought for myself. Nice. That wasn't like IKEA, that was like actually, so it's like a vintage solid wood. It was $300 on Marketplace. It's
awesome.
So good. I've had it in every house. And I'm taking it up to the house.
Awesome.
Thank God you beat that name.
I'm very jazzy. Yep. I didn't think you'd like it.
Taking it up to the house up there. And I'm going to sand it, stain it, and change the handles.
Oh, DIY girl.
I am my mum.
You are your mum.
Oh, I'll just stain it myself.
Oh, why would you get someone else to do it?
I'm going to go to Bunnings. Go to the Bunnings in the big prawn.
Oh, the Bunnings.
Get the stain. Sort it out.
The Bunnings. You have to do a little sand first, though.
Yeah, babe. Got to get a sander. Sorry. Got to get a sander.
You're going to get a full sander.
Get a sander.
Yeah.
I've got a leaf blower up there. May as well get a sander. I also might turn underneath the house into a gym. I don't know.
What do you mean into a gym?
Well, I need hobbies. I think you're so busy. Imagine how bored I'll be.
I am stressed for you with the no social media with me, I normally go straight to just like on the couch on the socials. But if I don't go, I'm on it a bit too much. I find something else to do and I fire up on that.
Yeah, so why are you worried?
I don't know about the you doing a DIY gym scares me.
No, I'm not DIY. There's already concrete underneath there. I'm just going to set it up.
Okay.
And maybe put like a light in there or something so that I can do, and maybe just hose out underneath where all the snakes and spiders are.
Oh, they'll just fall down. You can pat them and stuff.
It can be good. I'm going to be a newspaper girl.
Right.
I mean, God.
Good for you.
Sydney Morning Herald is stoked.
They're pumped for your money. Sandwich update. We'll do that next. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Brilliant content.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Sandwich update.
Oh,
I know you've all been waiting for it. That's why I put it early in the show.
Good.
So,
I'm glad you did. Thanks.
Here's what's happened, basically. Here's the top line.
Hit me with it.
I love a sandwich from a certain location near my house.
Yeah.
I get it, I would say, 4 times a week on average.
Yep.
It is healthy. It's nummies. And it's easy to get. So I've been in this sandwich for a long time. Usually it comes with corn chips. Now this is where the sticking point starts.
This is the crux of it.
My PA and I, Kira, have been getting this. We get it kind of regular. Like if I get one, I'll get Kira one as well because nummies.
Nummies.
And we love the corn chips.
It's good to share.
One day, corn chipless. Heartbroken. Really upset.
Was it just a sandwich? So just sandwich?
Just sandwich.
You didn't get an extra little thing with it. They replaced the corn chips.
No corn chips,
right,
babe.
Sandwich, no corn chips.
Big gaping hole next to the sandwich.
Wow, would have been.
I've been getting it in store and on Uber Eats since. I've been copying it. I've been enduring. Oh. But ever since then, Kira and I have been getting other meals like Euros because we go, well, corn chipless, so.
Can I ask, when did it stop?
I'm going to go 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay, right. So you got it for most of the year and they just stopped doing it.
Yeah, and I've gotten it probably 20 times since.
Interesting. No corn chips.
No corn chips.
Wow, okay.
And the other day, I went to a different franchise location, got it. We had corn chips. I was very excited. Then yesterday, Rowan, you went on a mission with Max.
We went, yeah.
And?
Hey, corn chips.
So?
There was corn chips.
I'm wondering, I'm going, is it a personal attack?
It might be.
So, today, I said that I would get a sandwich.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Happens. It's all good.
So, instead, I sent a sandwich to my PA, Kira, who is at my house currently.
Yeah.
And I've got to talk to her. All right, Kira, babes, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so you know how traumatic this has been for me and kind of for you on the peripheral.
It's, you know, it's a nice little addition. It really adds to the sandwich.
It does, doesn't it? And it's been hard for us without the corn chips.
Yeah, it just adds, it's too much without the corn chips.
It dilutes it a bit, and it may, oh God, we've been through so much. Okay, so I ordered you our sandwich that we always get, and you received it, correct?
Yes, it's sitting here in front of me.
Okay, all right.
How's Mr. Walter? Is he there as well?
He's good. He's in bed sleeping.
Depression nap.
Yeah, mum's not there. Depression nap.
So, Kira, can you reveal to us, when you opened up the box, were there corn chips with your sandwich?
I can reveal that there was no corn chips.
What is going on?
Okay, Kira.
Kira, what the hell, man?
Kira, I might cry. This is actually traumatic.
Max and I just got them. Max and I just got them.
Maybe it was a different person. Maybe certain shifts of certain days. I don't know, Kira, but thank you for your service. Enjoy your sandwich without the corn chips.
I will.
I'm really sorry that you didn't receive any corn chips today, but at least have an yummy sandwich.
Okay, thank you for the sandwich.
All right, no worries. Bye.
Okay, bye, Kira. So, you didn't. There was no, like, was there no, like, option on there to get more sandwiches, like to get more chips with it?
Should I write in, can I add corn chips?
Maybe you should ask that.
Request.
Because when Max and I went there was an option to add corn chips and we just added the corn chips. We've done it again. The double gaslight.
Wait, hang on.
We've done it again, mate. Double corn chips.
Hang on.
So here's what I reckon. Because we went in there, ordered, and at the bottom on the menu, this is why I was like, so in store, they don't give it to the store? Because it says add corn chips, 50 cents.
No, but corn chips come with it and have come with it forever and come with it at every other franchise. So really the Bondi franchise.
Oh, hang on.
I'm taking the piss. Because every other franchise that I've gone to ones in North Sydney, I've gone to ones in Manly, I've gone to so many different ones. I love this place, okay? So go to. Babe.
But now I'm stressed. If we had not asked, would we have not gotten?
No, of course you wouldn't have! So you mean you two naughty boys?
Hot Nights.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
So here's something really fun today on Australian Made. Our new, well, it's 4 weeks in.
Sorry, now. Just have to double check. Are we going with Oz Made, Australian Made, or are we
Australian
going,
Made?
It's not the Aussie Slay List.
It's not. No,
I think the Aussie Slay List is pretty good.
No, it's two of the moment.
Oh, that moment's been for you all year. Slay. Yeah,
exactly.
You said
it's running.
The
it's running its course. The course is almost run.
You sound like a ship's captain. I've been watching 1899 too, by the way. Sorry. Yeah.
So we have an artist here who I absolutely love.
Yeah.
Not only do I love her music, but I also love her weird little personality, like in the best way possible.
Oh, okay.
Obsessed. I watch like this. I don't think I told you this.
No, I don't think you have.
Whenever I'm like, this is actually a bit weird for me to say.
No, say it.
She's on the Zoom right next to me. I don't know if I should say it. So like whenever I'm feeling like lonely or like a bit like weird, I'll just watch her TikToks and just, it's like comforting.
That's
It's like, she's got a weird little funny brain. I just love her so much. She's a creative queen. And I don't think I've ever expressed that I'm a fan of her, really.
Well, she's on the show. I think she knows, mate.
Anyway, we've got Memphis LK here. Hey, babe, how are you?
Hey, what's up? Yo. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm great. I'm loving the new song, Coffee.
So
tell us a bit about it. It's about a situationship nightmare that we've all been through, I think.
Pretty much, yeah. It's basically, it's a song about being in a situationship, I guess, when like the lines between like friendship and something more are a bit blurry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's something that like a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, not me.
You for sure.
Nah, things are always really clear with me. No. People always communicate their feelings to me, and I always date people who are emotionally stable.
Always. It's your
thing. Yeah. So you just announced your new EP, Too Much Fun. What can we expect? Yeah.
It's coming out on the 13th of January, and basically it's just songs that I've been working on over the last year or so, and I called it Too Much Fun because there's basically I've got like another single coming out with the EP next month, and it's just really fun. And I kind of feel like what everyone sort of wants and needs right now is just more fun, mm-hmm. myself included. So that's kind of where the idea came from.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
So you do everything yourself, hey? Like you are on your bedroom floor pressing the little button thing. Yeah, but I thought maybe I could learn how to do that. You looked like you were having the best. You know how it's like.
Is it like a loop station? Is a loop? Is a loop? Yeah. Or is it? Is a four track? What is it?
Well, I don't know if you're talking about the TikTok I posted the other day, but that was just me using it's like an Ableton push controller. So the software that I had to produce is called Ableton, and then it's kind of just like this piece of hardware where you can sample things and you can loop things and you can like perform live with it. So I was just like making a TikTok with it because it's fun.
Yeah, and because you're so talented and amazing and I'm obsessed with it.
Are you both blushing? This is weird.
No, I think she's just sweating in the heat in Darwin.
Oh, yes. Sorry,
I'm blushing. No, I just love watching your stuff. So wait, so you do everything by yourself on your bedroom floor. Do you feel like you'll be doing that when you're like, you know, like Beyonce level? Like, because I believe in you.
Oh, thanks. Honestly, like, I really enjoy working as like minimally as possible.
Mm.
Like I used to work out of a studio and it was great because like, you know, we would share gear and there was like access to heaps of stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of went back to basics, and I guess because like we went into lockdown and I had no other option. But I've gotten really used to just like being on my laptop with my headphones in, like just on the couch or like in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I guess, the way that I work the best, but definitely open to being in a beautiful big studio one day.
Yeah, not
of course. Yeah,
don't turn it down before it happens. So you've been posting about your new song, obviously, and you've been saying that everyone should pre-save before it came out. How does that? So everyone knows how to help Australian artists. How does that help?
So I don't know, really, but it's just kind of like I'm pretty sure the pre-save. Basically, what it does, if you pre-save a song like on Spotify or something, then as soon as it gets released, it goes to those people's like algorithms or something, and then they get immediate access to it.
Right.
The pre-saves basically, if you save an artist's song coming up, it basically tells whether it's like any of the streamers that just go, it just goes, oh, this profile loves this person because they've taken time out to save it. So push more of what they like to you.
And then if they're getting pushed to more people, then they're getting pushed to more people, right?
And exactly right. And the more people that, you know, if that profile's pre-saved a song, if they're linked in with other profiles, it'll push them to that profile. It all works on
math.
The pre-save. Yeah.
Math,
which I'm not good at.
You know what?
I think I get it.
But we all just jam, baby.
Well, we jam. That's it. We just jam.
Can I just quickly say one thing?
Yeah.
One quick plug is that the music video for Coffee just came out, and I got a python for it, and I'm holding a python, so everyone should go watch it because it's iconic.
Because Fear Factor to Queen, we love it.
So is it your pet python or you rented a python? What's that? Is this python gear work?
I wish it was my pet python because I kind of fell in love with it, even though I was like really scared.
What was its name?
Bella.
Bella the python.
It's so cute.
Little Bella.
I know.
Little Bella.
Oh my God, so everyone needs to go and watch the music video clip.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Oh, feels good after winning Chattergrees. You know, it's been, what, half an hour and I'm still buzzing.
You're still on a high, mate.
Still on a high. Just, you know what? Because it was one of the last ones for the year. So this week,
sweet,
wanted to go out strong and remind everyone who I am.
In case I didn't know.
The Chattergree.
You are the Chattergree. Mm. Be the Chattergree. You are the Chattergree. Poor Grace. Felt like she wanted to win that too.
Yeah, well.
That's how it goes.
It's not about wanting to win. It's about winning.
It's about actually winning. Well, we don't have much left of the show. I only got another hour. And then we have one more show And then we're finished.
Ben, anyway.
You get to go.
I'll be back.
Hey, you might have seen next, we're talking about an affair.
It's like...
between two co-hosts, actually. No, not Abby in her dreams, but someone else.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe, I have nothing but just a bit of gossip for you.
Please, I love it.
This isn't going to be highbrow. It's not going to be intelligent, and it's not going to be any real commentary. I just want to tell you something that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have nothing to do with these people.
Okay.
I know nothing of them, but my heart's racing and my nipples are hard.
Wicked.
All right, so... you know in America how they have that show called Good Morning America?
Which is like the Today Show.
Today Show, right?
It's like Sunrise and stuff.
Yeah, it's like their morning show. Yep. It's like very big.
Yeah.
There are two hosts on there. So actually they have multiple hosts and then they rotate around kind of like the project where it's like you have certain days.
Yeah,
I think
right. Yeah, okay,
there are several hosts. And there are two that often work together called Amy Roback and TJ Holmes, right?
Roback sounds familiar.
Yeah, I know. I think I've heard that name. They're both gorge. I mean.
Sure.
Well, gorge in looks. Maybe not gorge in heart because...
Interesting.
Because, sorry, they've been caught on a romantic getaway together. Right. But they are both married.
To each other?
That'd be funny if that's the way I put it. No, to other people. Now.
Interesting.
Horny.
That's a bit going on there, isn't it?
It's a bit going on. So here's the thing.
Wow.
I feel like, I'm going to be honest here.
What is it?
And don't get any ideas. I'm not saying about you, okay?
Okay, well, I didn't bring anything up.
No,
so
I'm just saying.
I feel like you're talking about it. Okay. I'm not talking about it.
Okay, it's a bit horny getting with someone from work, all right? I used to sleep with someone at work in my old corporate life where at lunchtime we go to his house and for a bit.
Play checkers and stuff?
For an hour.
Play Twister?
Checkers, yeah. Play Twist, yeah. for an hour, and it'd be really fun in meetings being like, can't wait for lunch.
Oh.
And then we'd get in the lift 5 minutes apart and then we'd go to his car park and then he'd drive me home. And then so that's fun, right?
That is kind of fun, I guess.
It's like naughty and fun. But not when you're married.
Not when you're married.
Not when you're married, guys. So they were papped in like a beautiful romantic getaway to a cottage somewhere.
Right.
And apparently their affair started. Apparently their affair started when they started training for the New York Marathon together.
Oh, my God. Early morning runs.
Have you got energy? You're doing Good Morning America. You're training for the marathon. Where's the energy coming from?
Oh, honey, I thought your time would be a bit quicker. Well, I don't know. I thought my training was good, but no, you spent the whole time rooting.
Rooting, yeah. Oh, that's how they're training. Yeah. But now that apparently they're officially together, like, I don't know. I've read one article that says they're now together and they've been having an affair since at least May.
Oh, God.
And they split up with their spouses in August, apparently. This is all apparently. And they were photographed together on November 6th. So actually, they were photographed after they'd broken up with their spouses.
So it's not as scandalous as first thought.
But still pretty scandalous.
Still pretty scandalous. I wonder if the friends of the couples knew beforehand. This is what I would like to
apparently
know.
They were double date, these two couples.
Oh, my God. Because it's like,
sorry,
you just think
I love gossip so much.
Oh, it's a bit of tea, isn't it?
I love
really
it.
Tea. Because it's like you hear of it all the time. You hear of double dates, and then you would maybe see your wife or your husband.
You hear it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Every day I hear. A story
I mean,
like
movies.
This.
I mean, movies. It's always in movies.
Were they in love with each other?
I know plenty of people that were working together that were married that have like hooked up because of work. They spend all the time together, and then they get together. Never works, by the way. Never works.
I think it. What do you mean never works?
I know two different couples from Launceston. It's a small town, but
that's high risk.
They were with people, split up, and got together with work people because they were having an affair, and then they're both gone.
Yeah. I mean, look, I have nothing to say. I just think it's great gossip. I'm like, this is just...
It fires the chaos up in you, doesn't it? That's what you like,
I just think it's like, it's such high risk. Because you were saying before, you were like, they're more recognisable together. Apparently they've been they were having dinners together, like canoodling in May. Dinners in public.
Oh.
And it's like, you made a good point in that they're more recognisable together.
Together,
like you and I on the street are more recognisable.
Yes.
Than like if you saw Hamish without Andy, you kind of go, "Is Hamish and Andy together?"
The two of them, you're like, "That's Hamish and Andy."
Yeah. So, and we're Hamish and Andy, basically.
Totally. Yeah. For some people, we're...
To some.
It's in a religion.
It's like me and Walter.
Totally.
And Walter. So them together walking around, like, even it isn't even like, oh, they're two famous people.
No.
They're two famous people who work together, who you see side by side every time you see them in the morning.
Yep.
Guys.
Come on.
Get it together. And then you're running the marathon. And then on air, apparently they're very, like, cozy on air. I mean, at least have fake fights on air.
At least do something.
I mean, Jesus.
And think of the partners. Yes, obviously, you're not together. That's fine. But now it's all coming out. They'd be like, yeah, get it. Don't rub it in.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Don't rub it in. Thanks, guys.
I was just thinking how sickening, like, seeing all these articles would be.
Yeah, for the partners.
For the spouses that have been left. Maybe they'll get together.
You know, that happened. That happened with,
What?
No. I need to, maybe Max can have a look now, but there was a really weird thing. You know, Stephen Curry, the basketball, maybe you probably don't.
Steph Curry with the sharp boy.
That's it. Steph Curry.
360 with the wrist boy.
His parents, I'm pretty sure they got split. This might be completely wrong, guys, but I'm pretty sure they got split up and his mother met someone, but then his father started dating the ex-wife of his ex-wife's new partner. So they're
convenient,
so now it's the same too.
Well, Christmas would be very easy.
Why are they all going to be together?
I reckon they should all just do a switcheroo.
Maybe that's how it started.
Well, put your keys in the box.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
You know, that person who did that thing with that podcaster. You know, that person that's on that TV show with that other one that's really famous. You know, he's really tall and he was in that photo once with that person from that movie.
What's Max thinking of?
What am I thinking of?
It's my favourite intro song.
Someone doesn't like it on Instagram. But are you thinking of vaping? Probably.
Oh.
Go vape.
I've had a very stressful week.
You've done well.
I'm actually really proud of you. This proves that you are done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like
I may have cried over, plants in the office earlier.
But it's okay, doll.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's understandable. No, all right. So what are you thinking of, doll? Have you got anything you need us to help you out with?
Yeah. It's what that thing and I need to get one and it goes like.
A whippersnipper.
No, it's not a whippersnipper.
Wait.
Mosquito slapper.
No.
How do you do that sound?
Do it one more. Scissors. The scissors.
It's not scissors. No. Oh, it's not a fleshlight. But, maybe after 8:40.
Could be fair.
Yeah, it's a bit early. Sorry.
Could sound like that. Okay. So, does it help your general well-being?
In a way.
No.
No, man.
Is it a household item?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Is it a cleaning item?
No.
Is it a cooking item?
It's not cooking.
What? Okay.
But I guess it's in the realm of food.
Oh, so you'd eat it?
No, you wouldn't eat it.
What? Would you prepare food? You wouldn't prepare food
that's cooking. Would you store food in it?
You wouldn't store food in it, but maybe preparing is,
It is for cooking.
Well, for me, cooking is like heating and like and making
the chopping.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's in, like, preparation of whatever you're doing.
In preparation of food or in preparation of a dinner party?
Well, I guess both.
Okay, no.
Do you do it with friends?
You could do it with friends if you wanted. It'd be a bit unusual. Cool. But sometimes sometimes you've got a really big one up ahead, you'd need a couple of people to help you get ready for it.
So a big event.
Yeah, an event. Yeah.
Use it for
events. You've got a big one up ahead. You need a couple of people to get ready for it.
Well,
Sounds like Max's Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's another sex toy.
I'm in a relationship. How dare you?
Okay.
So, all right. It's not like, is it like a pump action, like is it like Bondi Sands tanning lotion or something?
No, it's not. No. It's really dangerous. Honestly, I don't understand why you would use one because it's really dangerous, but it does seem very useful and helpful, so I would like one.
Dangerous? I wonder if this is finally a subject and an item and a thing.
We have no idea.
We don't actually ever use or have ever heard of. It's just a thing in Max's world.
How do you do that sound? It's really impressive. I can't do that.
I don't even know what it is.
Is it like one of the, like, is it like a food cutter from, like, an infomercial where you go...
A really big one coming up.
I think we're onto something.
Oh, it's like a food cutter.
Yeah.
Is it infomercially?
Yeah, I think I've seen it on an infomercial.
Oh God.
You need a few people to help you.
Well, you know, if you're making a really big dinner party and you're, you know, slicing up a heap of stuff.
So it's what are they called? Oh my God.
One of those like big, is it like a mandolin or something?
A mandolin?
Yeah, you know mandolin.
Yeah, mandolin. Not Madeline. Mandolin.
Like, it could be a form of a mandolin. I don't know. I don't know what a mandolin
no,
is.
No, you do know what a mandolin you know is. What? It's this. It's like food chopper?
Well, yeah, that's close enough. I think the name I was thinking of was V-Slicer, but yeah, that's it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you were thinking of a mandolin.
You're thinking of a mandolin.
What's a mandolin?
That's a V-Slicer.
Oh, the more you know.
Wow, that was really interesting.
Why would you need
they
more?
They are really dangerous. A chef at work once was using them really quickly and sliced off their palm.
Oh!
Wow. Mm.
Not the entire palm, obviously, but it wasn't
good. No, but
good.
I can totally see it.
Back right. when I used to work at a sandwich shop, won't make you guess which one, we had this like machine that would cut the tomatoes. You put the tomato in and you go, and it would chop it. But then once someone's finger got stuck in it and their finger went flying across the kitchen.
Pardon?
Flying with force.
Okay.
Right, well, I'm glad we've helped you out for the last time in 2022.
Yeah.
If you need help, don't call. All right?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
naughty update for you.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy.
Ooh. So Rowan.
Yeah, babe.
I'm going on a big, big.
What are you getting on?
Holiday.
Oh, holiday. Interesting.
Going
on something.
And, well, fingers crossed. And as you know, I haven't had adult fun in that hasn't involved an additional bodily fluid.
Are you a murderer? What's the vibe?
Well,
is this Dexter stuff?
Basically. Handprints of blood have, you know, happened.
Really?
Haven't had a moment without being in the moment.
Okay.
For a moment. Wow. If that makes sense.
What a moment's going on.
What a moment.
Wow.
Mm.
Interesting.
Sponsored by Moments Condoms. No, Free plug.
So you're hoping to change that, I guess.
Well, because this is the thing. We spoke about this last week, I think. Mm. How being in my hometown, like being in Brisbane, Gold Coast, Queensland, like being up there.
Yeah.
I know more people that I can like get to come, yeah, kiss because I trust them because I've been kissing them since I was like 19. You know what I mean? So it's like there are people, I've set up a few.
Set them up?
Yeah. I've set up a couple where I've gone, wow. I guess we should catch up for a drink when I'm in Brisbane.
Yeah, that's code for sex.
Yeah, exactly. So that's been exciting. But I thought I'd better pack things because if I'm going to do it, if I'm going to go on for a month or maybe even 6 weeks and I come back to Sydney and I haven't fulfilled my kissing prophecy to the full extent that I could have, I'll be upset. So I've packed the car, I'm driving up and I've taken a whole carry-on suitcase worth of costumes and toys.
Like Batman,
yep.
Xbox, yep. PlayStation, yep. The new God of War, Ragnarok's a great game.
Yes. Okay. So I'm wondering, like, do you reckon, so there's someone that I know it'll be fine with.
Okay.
But there's someone else that I'm like, oh, actually a couple of them where I'm like, well, we're not really at that stage. You know, I haven't seen you for years. But do you reckon I could just rock up with the carry-on to like a drink and just be like something in there?
Open it up and there's just like.
And there's just a few things. You saw it on Close Friends last night, actually.
One of them was huge.
Yeah.
Size queen. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. It was one of those giant teddy bears from the fair.
Yeah.
The one, it was huge.
Special, they made it of like rubber and they can stick on the wall. And that's how you hug them. I love you, mommy.
A firm hug.
Real firm.
So do you reckon I should like, obviously I always.
You can't take it to the pub, mate.
Well.
You can't take it to the pub.
Well, in my handbag right now, I've got a vibrator.
Oh, yeah. What's one of those little? Are they
suction one.
Well, suction one.
So I've got that here with me just because if I'd forgot this, I think I'd be done.
Just in case. Why is it here?
Well, why wouldn't it be my handbag? So I knew I'd take it up to Brisbane just in case I forgot it.
Okay.
So I've got that. I always have that with me when I go out for a date.
Do you really?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Interesting.
Or a different, you know, different vibrator. But how many do you reckon is like kosher to take? Because I want to like actually like
how many toys yeah. or to how many you should take out of the carry on to the date?
Out of the carry on to the date. Like, do I take a tote bag? And some of them are glass.
Don't be taking it. Don't be
glass
taking
and metal. So it'll sound like I'm carrying around like
glass and metal.
Six pack of cruisers or something.
Oh my god, they look in there for a beer, and all of a sudden it's like a missile. It's a pleasure cannon. Yeah. I think depends how big the bag is. I reckon
you can't take one of them. Definitely can't. One of them is gonna have to get folded into.
Oh my god, it would bend, and that'd still be big. Yeah. I reckon you can take three. I reckon you can take three different ones, depending on how big the bag is.
A G-spot one?
Yep.
A suction one and a vibrating one. Or an anal one. That sounds a bit hectic for... Sorry, Ron, I know it is after 40. But...
I was thinking about one.
Okay, cool.
But
so
one.
We've got all our bases covered, literally.
We'll see. You could go the G-spot one. Smaller, maybe. Yes?
G-spot, yeah. Suction.
Yeah, a bit smaller. And the anal. That's not big either, really. I mean, really. Well, it could look like one of those things that sucks on the back of your phone that you could use to hold. It kind of looks like one of them poppers.
Yeah, for people who are starting out.
Yeah, totally. Okay, well, obviously not yours.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, well, I'm glad we've sorted that out because I just want to make sure that I'm fulfilled.
Filled?
That too.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Second last show. Finished, Abs.
Woo! Sad.
So long, farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, adieu. Adieu.
Adieu.
Adieu. To you and you and you.
All right, big show tomorrow, the last one of the year until about mid-Jan, guys. So we will see you then. Bye-bye.
Woo. Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Gotta have some hot.